A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God may be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is," but others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now, Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So when the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see, he said to them, "He put clay on my eyes and I washed and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age, he can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age, question him." So a second time they called the man who had been born blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples also?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin. You are trying to teach us." Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord. He worshipped him. Then Jesus said, I came into the world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind. Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, Surely we are not also blind, are we? Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying we see, so your sin remains. Jesus, as the light of the world, is one of the essential characteristics of the coming Messiah. What does light do? Light is a positive entity, and darkness is the absence of light. So light dispels darkness. It hits things, and when it hits them, it illuminates them. It brings them into visibility. It is an aid to traveling. Without light, one will run into things. One will trip and fall. One will not have a way to orient themselves to the direction that they are going in, want to go in. Jesus takes the earth. The earth which God begins with in the garden and takes the moisture of his own being. His saliva mixes it with the earth and places it upon the eyes of the man born blind. I heard a very enlightening, no pun intended, exegesis on this passage. We said that some of the church fathers said the man had no eyeballs. He had no eyes. It wasn't just that he had defective eyes. He was born without eyes. And that the clay that Jesus places upon him recreates the eyes he should have had. It's like the clay of the earth in Genesis. God is fashioning something new from the earth. He takes to task the Pharisees. And he says, you guys think you have the ability to see, but you're more blind than this man. Because this man had enough illumination interiorly to realize that he was in the presence of the one who could restore his sight. Everywhere we see in Scripture that it is the faith of those who encounter Jesus that make possible the healing he does. Indeed, he says, where faith is absent, his hands are tied. So this man has been given an interior light so that he may discern who it is that he has encountered. Jesus, who is the true light of the world, by which we can discern all things, who is the eternal reference point and direction in which we must travel, provides to this man the gift that we all were born with, except for him and a few others, the ability to see. But more importantly, this man at last sees before him the Messiah, someone who can heal. And we are told he worships him. He places himself in a position relative to Jesus that only one does when he is present to God. It is the God-man Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, who brings that same light to us, who gives it to us so that we may not dwell in spiritual darkness, but see and discern the way things really are, not the way the world tells us, but the way they really are. For he's the only true light, He is the only guide. He is the only way and the truth and the life. When we encounter Jesus, we know, if we accept him, we know where our direction lies and what is the truth of things. If we have Jesus within us, we are bearers of light. We are able to discern the truth of things. The church presents this reading to us so that those who will encounter the waters of baptism shortly in this season of the year will also seek by faith to have their eyes opened and see. Amen.